I'm going to just read a psalm, and that's 121. You're welcome to follow along if you'd like. And then I'll just give us a short minute meditation before we go to prayer. And we do have a seminary prayer meeting. We also, during when COVID first started up back in early 2020, we started a Friday prayer meeting in school religion at Bob Jones University as well. We were doing that for a couple of years, and we are still doing that, but although it's kind of tapered off a little bit, and then we started up the seminary one as well. So we're really, this is definitely our heartbeat, and I am on the same page, yeah, with what you're doing here. I'm very excited to be here today. Psalm 121, you might be familiar with how this starts off. It says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. This is a song of degrees, a song of ascent, as people would travel to Jerusalem. And we don't know necessarily the context of this particular psalm. Nonetheless, this is a very familiar, very encouraging stanza, as it says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? And the idea here is really kind of a physical theology, if I can say that. I took some classes in Jerusalem University College, studied there about 10 years ago. And when I was there, I was taught how actually Jerusalem, the ancient core, the city of David can refer to the ancient core of Jerusalem, or it can refer to Bethlehem. But the ancient core, about 15 acres where the Gihon Spring was, that was the city of David. And it's like a little bump, a little hill. And around that hill are all these hills, these larger hills. And so if you were actually to stand on that bump, that little 15 acres of the ancient core that David captured from the Jebusites, right there on that little core, you would actually do a 360 and see hills, larger hills all around you. And physically, the psalmist could say, I lift my eyes unto the hills, but where does my help come from? And of course, living in the Judean hills, there's a lot of protection, unlike the plains down by the water, where you would have the pathways from Egypt all the way up to Assyria or Babylon, and where all the international routes would happen. But when you go up into the Judean hills, where Jerusalem is, you're really kind of off site, you're off into the places where, you know, there's not as much connection to society and all things are going and distractions and cosmopolitan life. In fact, when Mary first found out she was pregnant, the shame, of course, was part of that in that time period, because she didn't know any person. The scripture says she didn't know a man. And where did she go? She went to the Judean hills where Elizabeth was, and she hid out there. So the psalmist is there in these Judean hills. These hills are protective. They're off to the side. It's hard to get to Jerusalem. You got to be intentional to get to Jerusalem. And he says, when I see here, what hill is going to protect me? And of course, when you stand there on that little hump, there's one hill directly behind it. It's the Solomonic expansion. It's Solomon's expansion of the Temple Mount. And that's actually where the Lord's presence is. And so I lift up my heels to all the hills. None of these actual physical hills will do it, but there's only one protector in all the earth. And that is Jehovah, Yahweh, the text says here in Psalm 121 himself. He is the only one that will keep us. The Lord is thy keeper, verse 5. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you. He shall preserve your going out by coming in from this time forth forevermore. So as we go to prayer, we are actually not looking at all the things that could possibly protect us, or how we could, you know, shield ourselves from today, whether that would be sickness, disease, or war, or persecution, or difficulties that we have, whatever they may be. That there's nothing that we humanly can actually ultimately shield ourselves from. There's only one shield. There's only one hill that we should look to, and that is Yahweh himself, where his presence is. And as we go to prayer, in community, collectively, what we're actually doing is, through the Spirit of God, we're communing to the Father through Jesus Christ. And it is a powerful thing. And it's the only place of our hope and comfort. So 400, 500, 600 days into prayer, it continues to be the right thing to do. So I just want to encourage you with that today, that that's who we're going to, the one who can keep us and the one who's actually our protector.